The highlights of the cultural weekend in our region include choral music, chamber music, indie rock, experimental performance, comedy, plus a whole lot more. Two musicians, five dancers, and four designers create a three-dimensional performance that integrates indie rock with contemporary dance at Mass Mocha in North Adams on Saturday at 8 p.m. in the Hunter Center. Avant-glam musician-composer Perfume Genius, also known as Mike Hadrius, is best known for his glorious, inventive, shape-shifting music, making Pitchfork's Best New Albums list three times in a row, and garnering comparisons to PJ Harvey, Nina Simone, and David Bowie along the way. Kate Wallach, named one of Dance Magazine's 25 to Watch, is a Seattle-based experimental choreographer, director, and educator. Together, they have created The Sun Still Burns Here, which has been called a radical integration of live music and dance. Hello, it's me. I saw the light. Can we still be friends? All classics of soulful pop rock of the mid to late 1970s. All by Todd Rundgren. But Todd Rundgren is so much more than just a hitmaker. He's a veritable zealot of rock and roll history. As a producer, engineer, video pioneer, computer software developer, conceptualist, and interactive artist, Todd Rundgren will bring his unique tour, The Individualist, to the Mahewi in Great Barrington on Sunday at 7 p.m. The performance will center on Rundgren's recent autobiography, The Individualist, Digressions, Dreams, and Dissertations, in which he reflects upon both his career and his roller coaster of a personal life. The memoir is structured into bite-sized chapters about Rundgren's encounters with rock royalty, including Janis Joplin, Brian Wilson, Ringo Starr, Patti Smith, The New York Dolls, Meatloaf, The Band, and many more. The evening set list will mirror the time frame captured in the book, which runs all the way through 1996. The Clark Art Institute's big summer exhibition, Renoir, The Body, The Senses, opens with a reception tonight at 7:30 p.m. Also on view, if that's the right word for it, is Canadian artist Janet Cardiff's acclaimed sound installation, the 40-part motet, which deconstructs Thomas Tallis's 16th century choral work, Spem in Alium, Hope in Any Other, by assigning each of the 40 voices to a single freestanding speaker in the gallery. Listeners are then free to walk around and listen to just one voice, or several together, or the whole big shebang, or all three. Close Encounters with Music presents its season finale gala concert, Like Father-in-Law, Like Son-in-Law, featuring the music of Antonin Dvorak and Yosef Souk on Saturday at 6 p.m. at the Mahewi in Great Barrington. Folk singers Annie Guthrie and John Sheldon kick off the weekend at the Guthrie Center in Great Barrington, Mass., tonight at 8 p.m. Comedian Dave Hill is at the Egremont Barn in South Egremont on Saturday night. Horton Foote's Trip to Bountiful, staged by the Actors Ensemble, completes its two-weekend run at PS21 in Chatham, New York on Saturday at 7 and on Sunday at 2 p.m. And finally, singer Wanda Houston and clarinetist Paul Green join forces for Common Ground, a celebration of jazz and Jewish music, at Hevra in Great Barrington on Sunday at 7 p.m. in a program to benefit the Clinton Church Restoration. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.